February, the City of Owen Sound puts out a call to performers. And what we're looking for is experienced performers who, you know, don't have a fear of being on stage, being comfortable, have had, you know, a few years of experience playing music. So we've got our TD Harbor Nights, which happens Sunday nights throughout the summer, our Music at the Market that happens at the rear of the City Hall Farmers Market, and that's Thursdays and Fridays in July and August. And then, of course, our big Canada Day celebration. So if you're a performer out there looking to come out and get an opportunity to be on stage and you love to be in front of people, what you need to do is you need to send us an email to events@owensound.ca with a social, if you got social media feed, your YouTube channel, if you have one, website, any links that you have to your live music, and of course your contact info.
And you've got, well, you're open to various skills, of course, genres, cultures, and also spoken word, dance, magic. It's not just playing guitar and singing.
Exactly. We're always looking for different performers for different events. We also have our outdoor movie nights, the hottest yard sale, and we're always trying to reach out to those, you know, in our local community that, you know, might have those extra special skills that they don't have a fear of coming out and sharing that with other people.
I went to school with a guy who could turn his eyelids inside out.
Oh, no, no.
Is that a special skill? I guess,
Paul,
that's not a special skill, really, is it? No.
I would. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was creepy.
I can't say I've ever had anybody apply with that kind of special entertainment.
Jen, I'll get you back on track here.
Fred, can you juggle? Please help.
Yeah.
I'm juggling now. Jen, do you have to seek these people, or do you find a lot of repeat performers want to be a part of your Harbor Nights and your Music at the Market and all the functions that you've got on the go?
We do have a lot of repeat performers, and we do have a community who loves them and come out and support them every year. But, you know, we're always looking for new talent, and we do have a lot of folks, actually, from outside of the area, from the GTA, London, St. Thomas area, who apply every year. So it's nice to have a good mix of local and out-of-towners.
Well, we're blessed with very talented people in this area and very great venues, too, throughout the city that you can enjoy it, too. So, again, if I'd like to apply for this, how do I do that?
So, events@owensound.ca. Send me off an email. Tell me a little bit about yourself, about your band, your trio, if you're an individual singer, if you're a juggler, entertainer, and, you know, your social media feed, website, and any links that we can have a look at how you perform.
When do you kick things off? When are the first performances coming?
So that will be in June, Harbor Nights. The end of June, we start that series over at the Owen Sound Visitor Center. And I am so excited to be back outside in the sun, in the warmth, and get rid of this snow.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Jen, how much growth have you seen through these various concerts? I mean, I'm sure that there was a seed idea at one point, but how much has it grown through the years, in particular, maybe Music at the Market?
It has ebbs and flows, and of course we had a little bit of a decline through COVID, but what we did see last year, as things started to settle in the COVID area, more people coming out, the community really, really embraces music, and it was kind of an opportunity for people to be able to freely come out in the fresh air, enjoy some live music with friends and family. And I suspect that this year it will be even busier. And even last year, we saw over 5,000 people come through for Canada Day. So people are itching to get out, and we're really happy that, you know, the community supports our events as much as they do.
That email, events@owensound.ca. Deadline is Wednesday, the 1st of March?
Yeah, it is, correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys, for having me.